Guys in, but you know they come after. They're relentless. You know they never stop coming. You know, on all downs, first, second, and third, and fourth. So you just got to be prepared, and we all play a part in that.
What does that mean for Tom Brady as he looks across the field with maybe less time than normal?
It's Tommy. He's been in this position before. You know, we've played those guys before, but like I said, we had to come out and just be assignment sound, execute on all cylinders.
Gronkowski hasn't been in practice. When you look at a team like this, not having a weapon like that, what do you think?
You know, Gronk is doing his best to get healthy. When he's back out there, I'm more than sure he'll be happy and ready to go.
What adjustments would have to be made if he's not himself for a game like this?
I'm not sure.
I mean, would that put more pressure on you? Put more pressure on Hernandez?
I'm not sure.
Yeah. When you you haven't found that out yet, huh?
That's not my business.
Well, you know, his father thought it was his business to say today that Rob has a high ankle sprain. What do you think Bill Belichick will think when he found out that his dad put that on the injury report?
You know, that's their situation, and coaching Rob and his father, you know, they'll deal with it. You know, I'm not speaking on it.
Yeah. You think maybe his dad didn't get the memo?
I'm not sure.
Ben Jarvis, how do you kind of, you know, stay focused and keep your mind clear, you know, heading to the Super Bowl?
This is a game of football, you know, and I love to play the game of football and just to be blessed with the opportunity to still be playing, you know, only two teams left, and for us to get this opportunity, you know, when the season started, I didn't know whether we was going to have any games, would it be in a lockout like that. So for us to still be playing this weekend, all the other 30 teams at home, this is a true blessing. And I'm just soaking it all up, and just I'm excited just for the chance to go out and still be practicing right now.
Is ever in the back of your mind that, you know, one big play could almost define your career?
No, I don't think about all that. I just think about going to practice every day and getting better.
Can you talk about the tight ends and kind of the symmetry your offense has when you have both Rob and Aaron in there, how it opens up the running game for you guys too?
You know, the whole everybody does a good job of whether we passing or running in the ball. Everybody does what they got to do, and we try to get things done and put the ball in the end zone.
Do you think it gives the linebackers and the safeties more to think about when both of those guys are in there, that, you know, that you can hit maybe a couple runs, at least get a couple, you know, say 2-3 yards that you might not get against a team where the linebackers don't have to respect and the safeties don't have to respect the tight ends as much?
No, I don't look at it like that, and I don't think anybody else should, because just like we put challenge the defense, they do things to challenge us also. So it's just a chess game, and, you know, we just got to come out winning.
You saw their pass rush already this year in the first game. How difficult it is, and how much does it affect what you personally can do, maybe staying in a little bit more, or having seen them, are you pretty familiar with
them? No, we just have to, you know, we all know that they have a great pass rush, and those guys, you know, they play well against the run also. So we just have to, you know, just control them and try to do the best we can and come away with them with W.
How critical is it for you guys to be able to run the ball to be able to negate that pass rush?
You know, whatever we got to do to win, whether we got to throw it 100 times, run it 50, you know, punt it, kick it, I don't care what we got to do. We just want to come away with a W.